This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Alan Pulsifer. Alan, how are you?
Great. How are you today?
Alan, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Alan Pulsifer. I'm a software developer. I'm currently working on a new cryptocurrency called Credit Cash.
Alan, how are you involved with blockchain?
Well, cryptocurrencies in general are built on blockchains, and we're designing a fairly new blockchain for Credit Cash. Our goal is to make it very fast, very scalable.
Alan, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Well, I would say to date, blockchain has only one big success. You'd probably say Bitcoin. You could generalize that into other cryptocurrencies as well. The challenges, I think, are just realizing the potential of the technology. It is fairly complicated to apply to any application. I think it holds some great promises, but there are a lot of challenges still with scaling, with the speed. Those are probably the biggest areas. Probably, you know, just getting a general understanding of how the blockchain works, people learning about it, people learning how to apply it in new applications. I think I believe you'll see a lot more of it in the future, but it's still very much in its infancy.
Alan, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
In my opinion, the biggest application and the biggest impact application of the blockchain is a way to keep databases in sync. And what's unique about it, it is inherently designed to be multi-master. And so there are existing methods to keep databases in sync. And these are called replicated databases. And typically they use what's called the journal file. And the journal file would be sent, there would be a single master computer that might have, for example, a hot rollover to a number of spares. If the master failed, it would roll over to a spare automatically. So those are intended to be single master, hot rollover. The techniques of synchronizing the journal file is all very proprietary. The rollover mechanisms may or may not work great. It's really hard to say, because the technology is proprietary, it's hard to test and troubleshoot. There are always issues when doing a hot rollover, and that will a failure be even detected? Is it possible that the master could malfunction and the slaves don't even know about it and never take over control? Is data going to be lost during the rollover process? And the blockchain, although it's applied only to cryptocurrencies, fundamentally what it's doing is it's keeping databases in sync. So in a cryptocurrency, everyone has a copy of all the transactions that have occurred so far in history, and those are loaded into a database. They're transmitted via the blockchain, but they're kind of useless just sitting in the blockchain. In order to make use of them, you have to put them into a database where they are indexed, stored for rapid lookup, rapid update. So every blockchain application has some database under the hood, whether it's a key value store, an SQL database, whatever. And the blockchain is keeping those databases in sync. But what makes it very unique is it is multi-master. So these problems that I alluded to before with the hot failure or the hot rollover, those aren't an issue. If you have multi-masters, if one master stops working, the others just continue transparently. So that's one big advantage, the multi-master and the rollover issues. Another is that the blockchain is inherently designed to be, it's not only multi-master, but it is intended that this is a process called consensus that determines what gets added to the blockchain. And therefore, the updates to the database are controlled via this process of consensus. And that allows the management of the database to be distributed over multiple parties so that the different parties have to agree to any updates to go into the database. So that means, for example, that if you had a database being run by, say, one company, a malicious person within the company, an insider, for example, could take over that database and start loading it with bad data, or take good data out, whatever tampering they might do with the database. If it's inside a bank, for example, they're worried about insider fraud more than anything else, and insider could add money to their own account, for example. If you have a database that's spread between multiple organizations, there's no longer this single point of entry for a malicious person to make changes to the database to tamper with it. in order to corrupt the database, you would now have to corrupt at least half of the parties, if not two-thirds of the parties, depending on the protocol. It would be from half to two-thirds of the parties would have to be co-opted in order to start tampering with the database. So you have this distributed management, which makes you more fault tolerant, which makes you more resistant to malicious parties, to hackers, to insiders. It gives you higher availability because you don't have the rollover problems that you have with single master. So this is where I think the blockchain is going to see its most use. And I think companies such as Oracle, maybe they haven't caught up yet, but they're going to have standardized ways of linking a blockchain into their databases to keep them updated and in sync. It's certainly not there yet. It's a very complicated process to determine what the contents of the blockchain is and how the fields in the blockchain map to the database, and especially trying to do that in a general purpose way. The tools and techniques really aren't there, but they will develop over time. And that is what I think you'll see happening, is databases being kept in sync, whether they're financial, whether they're, they can have any kind of records, anything you might want to load into a record, title information, information about assets, any kind of measurements of data in the real world. It could be sensor data. It could be, position information. Whatever you might load into a database and want to have highly available, highly replicated, robust, that is all a candidate for a blockchain application.
Alan, how will people make money with blockchain?
Well, in general, you make money by solving real-world problems that people want to see. People need solutions to them. You can do it better. You can do it faster. You can do it more reliably. It's all about managing assets in an intelligent way, applying assets in an intelligent way. It's like how you make money on hammers or mousetraps. Make a better hammer, make a better mousetrap. Figure out how to use it better. Innovate, be creative. There's, so many different ways. In the end, it's just a tool. And the ways you make money on it are the same as anywhere else. Just be better, be faster, be more reliable, be smarter.
And what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
Well, some big advice, I think, is study carefully what you hear and make up your own, make your own assessment, make up your own decisions. There's a lot of dogma in the blockchain world right now. So you might hear certain things and people say, it has to be like this. People might say, Bitcoin blockchain is the only blockchain. And that's probably the strongest dogma that you might find out there. And so I would say, if you want to learn about you want to learn about blockchain, challenge the assumptions in your head, question what people say and, ask yourself, does it really work like that? Could it work differently? Put your own creative thought into it and try to really understand what's going on and get as many opinions as possible and try not to be led by someone who is pushing a particular agenda. Look at your own application and what your own needs are or what your customers' needs are and figure out how you might solve them without relying on other people's sort of religious fervor in solving it.
Well, thanks, Alan.
All right. You're welcome.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.